Welcome to The Deep Dive, your shortcut to, well, cutting through the noise and really getting informed on today's big topics. Today, we're diving deep into Axelor Open Suite. It's this pretty powerful platform that's aiming to shake up how businesses manage, well, everything. We've got a great stack of sources here, everything from the nitty-gritty technical docs to some real interesting real-world examples and case studies. Now, before we jump into all that fascinating stuff, just a quick word from our supporter, SafeServer.de. They handle the hosting for software like this, and they can really support you with your whole digital transformation. Seriously, check them out. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de. Okay, so our mission today is pretty clear. We're going to unpack what Axelor Open Suite actually is. We'll explore why it's becoming, you know, such a big deal for businesses, big and small. And we want to figure out how it could help you maybe unlock some new efficiency, even if you're kind of new to this whole world of enterprise software. Hopefully by the end of this, you'll have some aha moments about your own operations. All right, let's get into it. Our sources describe Axelor Open Suite at its heart as the Axelor Open Suite based on Axelor Open Platform. That sounds, well, foundational. But what does it really mean for a business looking to, you know, improve things?
Yeah, that's a good place to start. What's really fascinating, I think, is how they frame it. An open source business application suite that reinvents enterprise management. Now, open source isn't just jargon here. It means it's built on a foundation that allows for transparency, collaboration from the community, and real adaptability. These are key things users want now. You can even see it on places like GitHub. We looked it up. It's got like 879 stars, 701 forks. That signals a really active community involved.
Active community. So that means faster fixes, maybe features people actually want.
Exactly. Bugs get spotted quicker, features often get driven by what users actually need, and there's a level of security and transparency from, you know, many eyes looking at the code. Proprietary software often doesn't have that same dynamic. Oh, and for anyone curious, it's mostly Java, like 99.1% Java code.
Okay, Java. Got it. So when they say reinventing enterprise management, are we basically talking about an ERP system? For listeners who might be newer to this term, ERP, what exactly is that and why is it usually so, well, central to how a company runs?
Right. Good question. It's fundamental. ERP stands for Enterprise Resource Planning. Think of it as the central nervous system of a company's operations. It's basically one big piece of software designed to manage and monitor pretty much all the operational info and services in a business. Everything from HR, accounting, sales, procurement, even manufacturing.
So everything in one place.
Pretty much. It brings all these different processes together into a unified system. And the real power, the strength, comes from using a single shared database. Everyone's working off the same information. That means real-time data, it's traceable, it's reliable across the whole company. Absolutely crucial for making good decisions.
Okay, that makes sense. So Axelor Open Suite is pitched as an intelligent ERP. What specific business processes is it trying to make easier or better?
Well, it's really designed to cut down complexity and make businesses more responsive. That's the goal. And it's very modular. That's a key point. You can start small, maybe just with CRM or sales.
Ah, so you don't have to implement everything at once.
Exactly. Activate more features as you need them, as your business grows. It covers the core stuff you'd expect. Customer relationship management, CRM, you know, managing customer interactions, then sales management, finance and cost management, HR, project management, inventory and supply chain, even production management. And it handles things like multi-company setups, different currencies, different languages. So it's built for breadth, even for global operations.
Now, here's where, for me, it gets really interesting. Axelor isn't just an ERP. It's built on this low-code, no-code platform, and it's powered by AI. Okay, low-code, no-code. Mm-hmm. For someone who isn't a developer, what does that actually mean, and why is that such a big deal these days?
Yeah, this is really important. Low-code and no-code are all about making software development more accessible. It's about empowering more people inside the company, not just the hardcore programmers. With Axelor Studio, for example, you can customize almost anything in your business apps using, like, a drag-and-drop interface, visual tools, no need for tons of traditional coding.
Drag-and-drop, so much faster customization.
Potentially, yes. And the no-code BPM, that's business process management, lets you design and automate business workflows, sometimes with just a few clicks. Think about how powerful that is. Businesses can tailor the system to their exact needs really quickly, really efficiently. Business users themselves can maybe prototype things, try stuff out, iterate much faster. It cuts down that wait time for IT, you know, fosters innovation from within.
Right. Less reliance on a bottlenecked IT department.
Yeah.
And then there's the AI layer. How does Axelor actually weave AI into these processes? What can it do?
The Axelor AI part lets businesses embed artificial intelligence into, well, all their processes. They can even build their own AI models without needing specialist AI developers. It's designed to be adaptable too. You can choose your preferred AI provider like OpenAI, Mistral, Anthropic, Google.
So you're not locked into one AI vendor.
Correct. Flexibility there.
Yeah.
And this means you can build in things like advanced forecasting for sales or inventory, predictive analytics, maybe automated decision making for routine tasks, or even creating much smarter, more personalized customer interactions. It's built right into the operational flow.
Okay, that sounds powerful. The sources also mention Axelor Connect for integration. We all know about information silos, right, where different departments have systems that just don't talk to each other. How does Connect tackle that headache?
Ah, yes, the dreaded silos. A huge problem for so many companies. Axelor Connect is their no-code integration platform. Think of it like a universal translator for all your different business apps. It's designed for seamless, automated integration with, they say, over 2,000 other applications businesses typically use.
2,000, wow.
Yeah. It's a lot, and that's absolutely vital for keeping things running smoothly, for operational continuity. It avoids that nightmare of systems not communicating, which leads to, you know, data errors, people doing the same work twice, no single view of what's happening. It means you can keep using specialist tools you rely on, but Axelor acts as the central hub, pulling it all together, simplifying workflows, making data flow properly. It basically helps tear down those walls between departments.
Okay, the tech sounds impressive. Low code. AI integration. But what does this actually look like for real companies? The sources say over 1 million users, from small businesses to big enterprises, are using Axelor, and it offers specific versions for different industries.
Exactly. They get that, say, manufacturing has very different needs than retail or consulting. So they offer these verticalized ERPs. There's Axelor Factory, specifically for manufacturing and production. Axelor Services is tailored for service companies, consultants, construction firms, and Axelor Commerce for retail and distribution. It shows they've thought about adapting it to specific sectors, not just a one-size-fits-all approach.
And we have actual examples. Can you give us a quick rundown, like ThyssenKrupp, CD's Count, Carbone 4, CEMEA, how do they use Axelor?
Yeah, the case studies are great for seeing the impact. So ThyssenKrupp Materials, France, big name in metals, they used Axelor Factory for production management, helped them completely restructure their manufacturing processes, gain better visibility. Then CD's Count, through their marketplace, Octopia, huge European marketplace, right? 13,000 sellers, millions of products. They actually built a whole invoicing service for all their third-party vendors using Axelor. That's complex.
Wow. Okay. Building a service on top of it.
Mm-hmm. And Carbone 4, they're a consulting firm focused on climate strategy. They used Axelor service to organize their project planning and delivery, moved away from spreadsheets, got real-time visibility on consultants and projects, helped them scale up, take on more work. And CEMEA, a French national association, they went for Axelor as a global low-code solution. They use it for invoicing, tracking training, managing complex customer files, really supporting their whole digital transformation.
It really sounds like it can be shaped to fit very different needs. That's impressive. But implementing a system like this, it can be daunting for a business, right?
Hmm.
What are the usual hurdles, and how does Axelor try to make that setup process easier? What about ongoing support?
That's a really practical point. Any big system change is challenging. Axelor describes their implementation as turnkey. The idea is a smooth, effective transition, not a massive disruption. Right from the start, they have experts assess the specific needs, create a tailored plan. And it's not just setup. They offer the whole package. In-depth training for the teams, crucial for adoption, ongoing tech support, and even strategic consulting to help optimize how the ERP is used over time. That commitment to support is key to making sure the knowledge sticks and users actually get the value out of it. Reduces the risk, you know?
Okay, good support sounds vital. And what about the wider community? We mentioned the GitHub stats earlier, but Axelor itself has a global presence, right? What does that tell us?
Absolutely. It's not just code on GitHub. Axelor Group has, I think, 7 agencies now across 4 continents, over 150 employees, presence in 30-plus countries, nearly 50 partners, and that translates to the ecosystem of over 1 million users worldwide. That global footprint, that active community, it's a strong signal. Mm. It points to adoption, ongoing development, a solid support structure. It suggests stability and the capacity to handle complex, even global operations. That matters for businesses choosing a core system.
Definitely. Now, one thing that often trips people up when they look at business software is the difference between ERP and CRM. Our sources tackle this, which is helpful. Can you just clarify that distinction for us again?
Yeah. It's a common point of confusion, but important. So remember, an ERP is that broad resource planning tool. It aims to optimize productivity, boost revenue, cut costs across all processes, finance, production, HR, the works using that shared database. A CRM, customer relationship management, is much more focused. It doesn't typically manage production processes. Its job is operations related to sales, marketing, and customer service. It's all about managing that customer relationship. Invaluable, yes, but different scope than a full ERP.
Right. EOP is the whole business. CRM is customer focused. But the power with Axler seems to be bringing them together. How does that integrated approach help avoid issues like, say, data duplication and make sure everyone's on the same page?
Precisely. That integration is a key advantage. Axler builds an open source CRM directly into its cloud ERP, so you get that single shared database across both sales and operations. Imagine a sales lead comes in through the CRM. That info is instantly available to production via the ERP side to plan things out. Then it flows straight to invoicing. No rekeying data, no messy spreadsheets passed around.
Ah, so a smooth flow from lead to invoice.
Exactly. It dramatically improves visibility across the whole company, streamlines the entire workflow end to end, and crucially, it cuts down massively on the potential for errors, for things missed, which inevitably happens when you've got separate systems trying to talk to each other, or worse, not talking at all. Everyone works from the same accurate real-time data. That's the goal.
So let's wrap this up. What does this all mean for you listening in? We've seen Axler Open Suite offers this intelligent ERP. It pulls together powerful modular tools for managing pretty much every part of a business, HR, finance, supply chain, production, you name it. And it's built on this interesting foundation, open source, low code, no code with AI baked in, designed for customization, for efficiency. It seems to support everyone from small businesses up to large enterprises across different industries and really focuses on that seamless integration.
Yeah. And if we zoom out for a final thought, Axler's whole approach, integrated, customizable, open source, it really makes you ask a question, doesn't it? In today's world, with so much information, so much change happening so fast, how much more agile could your business be? How much more informed, more efficient, if your core systems were actually designed to adapt and grow with you, allowing innovation without needing an army of coders or these huge, painful implementation projects every time you need a change?
That's definitely something to mull over as you think about your own digital transformation path. And a big thank you once again to SafeServer.de for supporting this deep dive and helping us bring these insights to you. Remember, you can learn more about how they can help with your digital transformation at www.safeserver.de. That's all for this deep dive. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and definitely keep questioning.